بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei's opinion on the blessed month of Ramadan. During Ramadan, we should establish a spiritual relationship with ourselves and others. July 2nd, 2014. The environment of Ramadan is the environment of warmth, spirituality, honesty, and purity. We should try to make the most of this environment, both for the sake of our spiritual relationship with God. We should strengthen this spiritual and personal relationship with Allah, the Exalted, because the best and the greatest advantage for anyone is strengthening this relationship. And for the sake of our eternal life, in the hereafter, because the real life exists in the hereafter. Making the most of this environment is beneficial for both the hereafter and our life in this world. Besides, we should try to benefit from this spiritual and pure environment, which exists in the month of Ramadan on a public level. For establishing a proper and spiritual relationship between ourselves and other people, for making correct decisions and for adopting proper measures. In our relationships with other people, we should be optimistic. We should have trust in others. We should be kind and well-wishing.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Providing the people with simple iftar is a very appropriate act. August 9, 2013. It is good to pay attention to this issue, which is the act of providing the people with simple and unadorned iftar meals in our mosques and on the streets of many cities of the country, unlike the act of offering extravagant iftar meals, which we heard a number of people did. This is a very appropriate act. Under the pretext of offering iftar meals, these people engaged in extravagant acts instead of becoming an instrument for establishing a psychological relationship with the poor and the deprived in the month of Ramadan. They indulged themselves in carnal desires by doing this. We do not want to say that if somebody eats a delicious food during iftar, this is forbidden. No, according to Sharia, these things are not forbidden, but extravagance and overindulgence are forbidden. The extravagance which is sometimes witnessed in such occasions is forbidden. It is so much better for those who want to offer iftar meals to do this by cherishing the tradition which has become common.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've gone for me through all.